Terrence Beam, superintendent of the Pocahontas County Schools, previews for us the first full meeting of the CEFP committee. This occurred on Wednesday evening, May 29th. Beam said that despite lots of publicity about the CEFP, many people still ask him just what it is and why is it such a big deal. So he explains.
Tonight is our first meeting of the entire CEFP committee. CEFP is the Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan that every county in the state has to adopt every 10 years. Basically, it's a 10-year plan on how each county wants to move forward with their facilities in their school system. The last one was done in 2010. The next one is due June of 2020. Tonight's our first general meeting. We have 32 committee members that have either signed up or been drafted to participate on the committee. Those 32 members will be divided into four different subcommittees of eight each. Suzanne Stewart is our chairperson. She will run the meetings pretty much after tonight. Matt Brakey and Bill Radcliffe from Thrasher Group is our architects that will also be helping us. They work with a variety of counties throughout the state. They've had a lot of experience helping counties design the plan itself. Tonight's meeting will be held at the auditorium at the high school, and I will start the meeting off simply by welcoming all of our people and giving them an overview of what the plan should look like. They will get a copy of the 2010 plan that they can take home with them and review so that when they start their committee work, they will be able to look and see what 10 years ago the same types of committees decided we need to do in our school system for the past 10 years and how our needs have changed over the last 10 years due to facility problems or for drops in enrollment or changes in the curriculum that our schools are now required to provide. All those things will be taken into account when a new plan is developed. The most important thing I want the community to know, this committee, like I said, has 32 community members in it. There are some principals and there are some board members and so forth, but all of the subcommittees will be headed by community members. No board member, no principal, no central office people will be the spokesperson for subcommittees. We want community members to do this because this needs to be a plan that the community supports. And we feel like there's a much better chance of this being successful if it's their idea as to what we do. No matter what their decision is, what they want to do with our schools, they're the ones that's going to have to live with this as far as their children and their grandchildren. This is their community, and they need to make those decisions. They need to have the input into how we go forward from here. Of course, we will provide input, we'll provide any kind of data that they need, and we'll have voices also, but we're not going to drive this process. The community's going to drive the process, and that's very important. We're going to provide to both the radio and the newspaper a list of the committee members so that people will know who's on this committee and who they can reach out to for their opinions. We want the public's opinions. And we want them given to our committee members because those community members are interested enough to be involved in this process. They will welcome your input because they don't want to make this decision by themselves. They want to hear what the voices say. We will have periodic general meetings in which the subcommittees will report out basically what they are working on and what they have found, what they are hearing. This process will last for the next 12 months. And like I said, on June 30th, 2020, we have to submit our plan to the State Department for approval.
Keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of the Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam's report. In that second part, Mr. Beam explains just why the CEFP is critically important to the Pocahontas County school system's future. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.